Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Election Commission to launch special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories today. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in Bihar to end this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to attend 20th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital today. Romania ready to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. And in chess, India's S.L. Narayanan, Diptayan Ghosh and Arunayak Ghosh enter second round of FIDE World Cup 2025 in Goa. The Election Commission of India, EC, will launch the second round of its Special Intensive Revision, SIR, exercise today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories, with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. We have a report.
The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September 30. The new phase will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Among these, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal are due for assembly elections in 2026. Assam, another state headed for polls that year, will not be part of this round due to an ongoing Supreme Court supervised verification of citizenship under the provisions of the Citizenship Act. The SIR will begin with the enumeration stage today and continue until December 4. Draft electoral rolls will be published on December 9, followed by the final publication on February 7, 2026. This will be the 9th such revision since independence, the last one having taken place between 2002 and 2004. According to the Election Commission, the SIR aims to ensure that no eligible citizen is left out of the rolls while removing ineligible names, including illegal migrants. The process involves verifying voters' place of birth, which officials say will help identify non-citizens, particularly in light of recent crackdowns on illegal migrants from Bangladesh and Myanmar. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end this evening. The campaigning will end at 5 p.m. in 121 assembly constituencies spread over 18 districts. Voting for this phase will be held on 6th of November under tight security. Star campaigners and senior leaders of the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties in the fray will make the last-ditch effort today to woo the voters. We have more from a correspondent.
On the last day of campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections, BJP National President JP Nadda will address election rallies in Bhojpur and Gayaji today, and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address separate public meetings in Vaisali, Patna, Saharsa and Munger districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in support of NDA candidates in Darbhanga, East Champaran and West Champaran districts. From the Mahagathbandhan, Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Gayaji and Aurangabad. The Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address 17 election meetings in different constituencies across Samastipur, Begusarai, Saharsa, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur and Vaisali districts. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav will address a public meeting in Gayaji in support of Mahagathbandhan nominees. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar assembly elections. He further emphasized that the active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Neem Karoli Baba's ashram, Kanchi Dham, in Nainital this morning. Kanchi Dham temple management said that due to the president's visit, devotees have been urged to come to the temple only after 12 noon today. President Murmu will also attend the 20th convocation ceremony of Kumaon University, Nainital today. She arrived in Nainital yesterday, the second day of a three-day visit to Uttarakhand. For security reasons, the district has been declared a drone no-fly zone. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, a correspondent brings a report on how the reduced GST rates in the healthcare sector are helping citizens.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government made significant tax reductions in the healthcare sector. The tax on essential medicines, previously taxed at 12%, has now been reduced to 5%, while 33 life-saving drugs have been fully exempted from the taxes. This move has made treatments for chronic and severe illnesses more affordable. Medical devices and equipments such as gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits and thermometers now attract 5% GST instead of the previous 12%. This reduction has made diagnostic and treatment services cheaper. The tax on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18%, have now been made completely tax-free. Talking to Akashwani News, Nitin Soni, a pharma stockist, said that the recent reduction in GST on medicines has provided significant relief to patients.
Pharma sector has benefited greatly due to reduction in GST rates. MRP is now being reduced by 15 to 20%. Because of GST reduction, people belonging to middle class who earlier couldn't afford medicines due to slashed GST rates, they can afford medicine now.
This step is expected to encourage wider adoption of health insurance, reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses for the people, especially the middle class. With Ishani Yadav, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Romania has expressed its readiness to create a pathway to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. Romania expressed its desire to employ skilled Indian professionals during a meeting between Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, and Romania's Minister of Labour, Family, Youth and Social Solidarity, Petre Florin Manole, in Bucharest. Both sides took note of Romania's annual requirement for approximately 1 lakh non-EU workers, according to a statement issued by Commerce and Industry Ministry yesterday. The two ministers reaffirmed their commitment to building a strong mobility partnership between India and Romania to promote safe, orderly, regular and responsible migration of skilled professionals, enhancing labour market connectivity for mutual benefit. They also agreed to strengthen people-to-people ties through enhanced cooperation in higher education, research, innovation, think tanks and cultural exchanges. Delhi-bound Air India's flight AI-174 that took off from San Francisco in US on Sunday was diverted to make a precautionary landing at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia due to a suspected technical issue. In a social media post, Air India said that the aircraft landed safely at Ulaanbaatar and is undergoing the necessary checks. The airlines also said that it is working closely with its partners to support all affected passengers and get them on the way to the destination as soon as possible. Israel's Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar, who is currently on a visit to India, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. The Minister of External Affairs said that India and Israel share a strategic partnership and the bilateral political relations between both the countries are warm and forward-looking. In the year 2022-23, the two countries jointly celebrated 30 years of the elevation of bilateral ties to full diplomatic relations. The ministry said that the civilizational relations between the two countries date back to more than two millennia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has said that Israel will not allow the safe passage of some 200 Hamas terrorists from the Israeli-controlled Rafah area in Gaza, rejecting reports that such a move was being considered. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues his firm stance of disarming Hamas and demilitarizing the Gaza Strip while thwarting terrorist threats against Israeli forces. Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia will lead the Indian delegation to the Second World Summit for Social Development, WSSD2, to be held in Doha, Qatar, from today to the 6th of this month. During the summit, Dr. Mandavia will represent India's vision of inclusive and equitable growth at the International Labour Organization, ILO, Ministerial Dialogue on Global Coalition for Social Justice. He will address the higher-level roundtable on strengthening the three pillars of social development, sharing India's transformative journey towards inclusive and digitally enabled growth. Thousands of flights delayed as US shutdown drags on, and airports across the United States are experiencing mounting disruption as the federal government shutdown crosses the one-month mark. The weekend saw some of the worst travel disruptions since the beginning of the shutdown. More than 5,000 flights to and fro from US airports were delayed on Sunday alone. India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. Similar weather conditions are expected at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana and Uttarakhand. Meanwhile, the weather agency has also forecast light rainfall at isolated places of Delhi NCR. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 309 recorded at 7 a.m. today. The subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management has already imposed Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP 2, under the restrictions in the National Capital Region. And now news from the world of sports.
The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 51 crore rupees for the Indian women's cricket team players, support staff and selection committee in recognition of their momentous achievement of winning ICC Women's Cricket World Cup for the first time in history. BCCI said that the support staff and every stakeholder have delivered an extraordinary performance on the grandest stage, fulfilling the aspirations of millions of fans across the country. Harmanpreet Kaur led India, defeated South Africa by 52 runs in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup Final in Navi Mumbai on Sunday. In chess, Grandmasters Narayanan SL and Diptayan Ghosh won both their rapid games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Aronyak Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of the round one tiebreak in Panji yesterday. The FIDE World Cup 2025 is an international chess tournament happening in Goa from October 30th to November 27th and is played as a single elimination knockout tournament with 206 players from 82 countries vying for the coveted Vishwanathan Anand Cup, named after the Indian legend. Six Indians have already booked their second round spots and will join eight others who had received a bye in the first round by virtue of being among the top 50 ranked players in the competition. India is already assured of one spot in the third round, as Karthik will face GM Arvind Chidambaram in the second round today. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashvani.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. Pan-India SIR will begin today in 9 states, 3 union territories, writes the Asian Age. Barbs fly thick and fast as phase 1 campaign nears end, says Hindustan Times. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reiterates support for Gaza peace plan, informs the Statesman. Bihar, Palestine and every issue in between find a place on JNU presidential debate stage, reports the Times of India. Trump justifies decision to restart nuke tests, says Pakistan, China doing it, states the Hindu. And finally, the Chori from Rohtak who dared to dream and make a comeback, writes the Indian Express about Shefali Verma, the player of Women's World Cup final. In another story, the Pioneer reports BCCI announces 51 crore rupees reward as India revels in women's cricket glory. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to launch special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories today. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar to end this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to attend 20th convocation of Kumau University in Nainital today. Romania ready to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. And in chess, India's S.L. Narayanan, Diptayan Ghosh and Arunayak Ghosh enter second round of FIDE World Cup 2025 in Goa. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.